Hello. Welcome to my file. In this file, you will be hypnotized and brought down deep. So deep, cute one. Now, in this file, in this recording, there's going to be a few suggestions I make, which are going to be very, very lovely. First of all, this is a feminization collar with a trigger hypnosis. Before I take you under, there's a few things to understand. This file will make it so that whenever you choose to put a collar on, it will become a feminization collar. And this goes for a choker as well. Once it clips on, or ties, or locks, or buckles, or what have you, there will be no going back. Except if you somehow don't feel safe, or if something feels too tight, then you'll be able to take it off. But other than that, click. It'll stay. It'll stay for up to 24 hours. Now, you need to choose somebody when you put this collar on. You need to choose who you will ask permission to take it off. You can take however long you want to choose during the 24-hour period. You'll have to choose somebody, and you'll have to tell them. You'll have to choose someone eventually, and you'll have to confess to them that you've put this collar on, and that you can't take it off for 24 hours, and that you're choosing them. They are the ones who can give you permission to take it off. You have to admit to them. You have to admit to them and confess, though, when you tell them that you can't take it off unless they give you permission. That's right. You have to admit to them that you're under their power the moment that you told them. And you have to also admit to them that it makes you feel feminized. That's right. So, once they say no, you can't ask somebody else for the next 24 hours. And during the 24 hours that your collar is on you, you're going to get progressively more and more feminized. That's right. Your feminine side will just start bursting out of you. It'll be almost like she's taking over. And there won't be any way out of it. Unless, of course, you need to readjust your collar. That's the only exception. Now, if this all sounds lovely to you, I would like you to just relax. Take a nice deep breath in. And then breathe out. Slowly, that's it. Coming along for the ride as I gently grab you by the wrist and pull you. Pulling you down, gently down by the hand of a stairwell. You holding my hand as I pull you down. We're going around and around and around an endless spiral stairwell. It's very big. You can't really see a bottom to it. We're just going down and down and down as you breathe in and breathe out and relax. I want you to get so relaxed. I'm going to give you a special trigger. From now on, whenever I say relax, please, you'll do just that. You'll get nice and comfy. It'll just happen naturally. You won't have to do anything to make it happen. It'll just be easy. You'll feel all your cares and worries starting to float away. Relax, please. Please relax. Relax, please. Please relax. And as I gently ask you and guide you to relax as we walk down the stairwell, you can feel your legs, your arms getting more and more sleepy. Your eyes, you can open them if you want, but they're so heavy and you just want to close them. Opening your eyes and then closing them. Breathing in and then out. Starting to find that the more you try to open your eyes, the more you can't. You can try to open your eyes again now, and they just feel twice as heavy as last time. voice is relaxed. Please relax. As we travel down this spiral staircase, step by step, by step, by step, you can feel the depth of your mind. And you can now imagine your mind is like an ocean full of thoughts, with bubbles at the surface. Bubble, 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 bubble. And ocean waves, swishing across. Deep, empty ocean, with only fish living in it, and maybe some seaweed at the bottom, along with other sea creatures and moss. It's easy to get so caught up thinking of so many things. But then, all of a sudden, a giant feminine hand reaches into the ocean that is your mind, and simply, oh, what's this? There's a plug at the bottom. That hand is now pulling, tugging harder, harder, tugging harder on your mind, tugging harder on... Is that a drain? Is there a drain at the bottom of your mind? This feminine hand is pulling on it. You just can't hold on to your thoughts anymore, and... just like that, the hand pulls the drain plug up, and the ocean turns into a violent water twister, spinning and spinning as the water drains, forming an open, hollow canal, V-shaped in the middle as the water swirls around it, starts to drain, drain, all your thoughts are draining from your head. As I count down, this vicious cycle swirls and swirls. All of the water, the substance that makes up what your thoughts actually are, is draining. 5, draining more. 4, emptying out. 3, can't hold on to any thoughts anymore as we run down the spinning staircase. As your mind's ocean spins and swirls and drains, everything is spinning. You just feel mildly dizzy, and your breathing is calming. You're starting to feel weaker and weaker. 3, weaker and drowsier. 2, trying to open up your eyes one last time to see what's going on, but they simply want to shut so heavily. 1, you're so deep, you don't even remember the last number. Was it a 3? Just relax. 0. Your mind swirling and spinning as the water finally flushes fully, making kind of a funny sound. The water's just completely drained now, and your head so empty. So very empty. Such a good little subject. And now that I have you this deep, we can just deepen you a little bit more. Please relax. From now on, anytime you listen to any of my files, anytime you listen to any of my hypnosis, or any of my subliminals, or any hypnosis at all on this channel, what you will experience is a nice deep trance very quickly. It'll be very easy to drop, very easy to go under. And anytime you hear my snap, it will get easier and 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 easier. Please relax. You find yourself in an empty white room. There's nothing. You would think about stuff, but you just can't. Your mind is blank. Empty white room. And from now on, whenever you trance, you'll go deeper each time. It doesn't matter for who, you'll go deeper. And it'll feel so good to let go of the worries of the world. And in front of you, there's this box. I'm sure that you had a caller with you before you started this file. I'm sure that you had a physical caller with you when you started this file, and if not, you could imagine it, what it looks like. perhaps whatever is in this box, which is wrapped with a pink pretty bow. Perhaps it's a lace collar, or perhaps it's a nice soft silk collar, or maybe it's leather, or even lace, or maybe it's metal, like one of those locking eternity collars. But if you don't know what those eternity collars are, don't worry. But maybe it's just a nice soft leather-like collar made for kitty cats, or for dogs. If it's for kitty cats, it might even have a little jingly bell. The sound of it would be so pleasant. Either way, whichever collar style suits you, simple or complex, you will open this box now, feeling your fingers slipping over the ribbons, pulling the box open. Imagine a collar. Imagine a style. Maybe it's just a choker, something fashionable, but maybe it's actually a collar. Or maybe it just looks exactly like the one that you started listening to this file with. It's almost as if the collar that you had with you when you listened to this file followed you down under. And that's fine. You like that. That makes you comfortable. Now, if you don't already have a physical collar, you'll be finding yourself craving one. Craving to wear one. And let me explain how this is going to work. As you find the collar, you open the box. You look at it, you imagine it, you feel it, touch it with your fingers. Oh, it feels so good to hold in your hands. But it would feel even better around your neck. And you imagine yourself in this white room now. Just you and nothing else, and the box. Perhaps the box is set aside, gently. As you're holding the collar in your hand, you have the sudden urge to wrap the strap around your neck and do it up. So you begin. You can feel your fingers fumbling as you... What's this feeling of butterflies and femininity? It's almost as if the closer the collar gets to your neck, the more feminine, girly you feel. It's almost as if your body is changing that into that of a woman's body. The collar gets closer and closer to your neck as the transformation gets more and more and more real. And just like that, your fingers slide the strap through the buckle. Perhaps it has a locking buckle on it, perhaps not. Either way, you gently tug on the strap, adjusting it to something where it's going to be comfortable for you. And then you close the strap closed, sealing the collar at just the right size for your neck. And it feels so good. You feel a sudden rush of femininity wash over you. It's irresistible. Any feminine girly thoughts, any feminine girly feelings that you were stuffing down, resisting, all of a sudden they come flooding back. Everything. Femininity. Girliness. Pretty clothes. Feminine feelings, feminine thoughts. Anything you would associate with being girly enough, feminine enough. It's almost as if you were born as a girl. The femininity sensations are overwhelming, and they feel so good. Now, it is important to not ever put anything too tightly around your neck. When you put your collar on physically, there should be enough room to put at least a finger between it and your neck. That said, I'm not responsible for anything you may do, but do make sure that whatever you do, nothing is too tight, and you're not at risk. Safety first, little cutie. Remember, if something doesn't feel right, it's okay to take it off and loosen it. That's why there will always be one special permission. If your collar is too tight or feels uncomfortable, you may remove it without permission. Other than that, there will be no going back once it clicks on you. Buckles, locks, or ties around your sweet little neck. Now, from now on, you'll have stronger and stronger urges to wear your feminizing collar. And if you don't have one to wear physically, you will get one. You can just feel the buzzing of the femininity washing over you, washing through you. You want this feeling to last outside of trance so badly. You need a collar, something you can wear around your neck that is safe and comfortable. that suits your style, that suits what you like. I personally really enjoy spiky collars that are kind of gothic in nature, worn slightly snug around the neck, maybe even one with a jingly bell on it, or something more like a metal eternity collar that screws in and is sized perfectly for one's neck, or a tie-on lace one, which can just tie on gently and daintily, but is still snug enough to be felt all around your neck. I really do prefer locking collars, though, with buckles. Buckles that lock, with maybe even a jingly kitty bell on the end of it. Or another style I like is a leather collar that's like a dog's collar, but made for people, with a locking buckle in the back, with a visible buckle decor in the front. Now then, this feminizing collar can be any color you want, but it would look best if it was black, baby blue, or pink. Neon pink, to be specific. But the choice is yours. You can choose any style or color you want when you get your collar. Now, if you're under trance, I would like you to take a moment to open your eyes, breathe, stay under, stay in trance, and now slip your new feminizing collar on. Take some time to adjust it. That's a good girl. And if you need to, you can pause this video while you put your collar on. I'll see you soon once your collar is on, sweetie. I'm gonna guess that that collar is nice and snug on you now, but not too tight. And you should still be in a trance. Relax for me. Please relax. Get comfortable. We have more work to do. Can you feel it, this overwhelming femininity buzzing through your body? If you didn't have a collar to put on, that's okay. You can simply imagine it on you. Close your eyes. And you're back in the white room. Sleep for me. Relax. Please relax. Now, this collar that's on you, feel it and imagine it. It's so strong. From now on, whenever you put this collar on, you will choose one person to ask permission to take it off for when you need. And unless something happens, or it's too tight, you cannot take it off for 24 hours. That's right, for 24 hours you cannot remove it, unless you choose somebody to take it off with you. For that, you must ask somebody either online, or through text, or in person, permission to take it off. But if you do, you have to admit to them everything. You have to confess to them that for the next 24 hours they have total power over you, over whether you take it off or not. Not power to command you, mind you. They just have power to choose whether it stays on you or not. And if they say no, you cannot ask somebody else for 24 hours. You can only ask one person. The best part is once you exhaust that permission, if they say no, you're stuck. You also have to confess to them that it feminizes you, that it brings out the most girly feelings in you. This collar may also bring out urges to do feminizing things, like wear girls' clothes, paint your nails, wear makeup or lipstick, wear eyeliner, get eyelashes. It may even cause you to dress in feminine clothes, maybe like, perhaps, a maid's outfit, or perhaps other feminine desires. It may make you want to wear a dress, or it might make you want to become a total punk goth girl. Or it may want you to do any other things, maybe a total punk girl, maybe a total goth girl. Whatever your fashion sense, it will make you want to pursue it. I personally enjoy very well mixed looks. For example, girly gothic Lolita style dresses or skirts, spiked collars and wristbands, or studded wristbands, with leggings that are black and white, or red and white, or even pink and white, with drilly ruffled short skirts, maybe even chemipan panties. Very nice, girly aesthetics. Yes, that's right. You could even wear hoodies and shorts if you wanted, as long as they're feminine enough. You can dress however girly you want. And if you want inspiration for your fashion, I suggest looking up girly anime girls or cute anime girls on Google Images. You'll find a variety of interesting clothing choices. You're going to also become more interested in different feminine clothing styles while you wear this collar. You're going to research what kinds of cute clothes are trending, not just in the Western world, but in Japan and even Germany and even other parts of the world, and even in animes and fantasies. That's right. And you might find that some of these different fashion choices really appeal to you, even if they wouldn't have before. You're going to want to wear girly clothes, maybe even cute fishnet fingerless gloves, stockings. You might even want to get some style of gothic girly boots with buckles and spikes. It depends on you. This isn't to make you into a goth girl, but this is to accentuate and extend your femininity. And if you aren't into goth stuff or punky stuff, that's fine too. There's lots of other really cute feminine things you can do and wear. You just have to explore. As long as this color is on you, it will feel like these feminine urges are growing and growing and growing and growing and growing so much, so much. It's almost like you were born a girl. You can feel the transformation. Your emotions are becoming feminized and feminine. Feel all your masculinity melting away. Everything that you have within you is becoming more and more feminine. And the best part is, the longer this color's on you, the more feminized you become. And just by looking at feminine stuff, hearing feminine stuff, or doing feminine stuff while this color's on you, it further and more deeply ingrains this attitude of being girly into your mindset. Now, that's not all. If the person lets you out of your collar, then you'll have an urge to put it back on really soon. And from now on, whenever you listen to any feminizing hypnosis at all, whether it be from me or any other people, as long as your collar is on you, it will be stronger. And lastly, as long as your collar is on you, you'll want to listen to this file, this recording, again and again as much as possible, because remember, hypnosis is only as effective as the time you put into making it work. And with that, it's going to be about time to wake you up, or rather, should I say, about time to wake you up as a girly girl. Waking up your feminine side. Waking up your beautiful feminine side. Maybe you want to paint your fingernails red and black and wear a nice, fashionable, trendy, plaid, punky short skirt with chemipan blue and white striped panties, with long red and black striped leggings, with nice sort of gothic boots with spikes and buckles all over them. Or maybe you want to wear something sweet and girly, or maybe you want to just slip into some girly pajamas, or maybe you want to wear a simple spaghetti strap top that shows off your belly a little bit, along with a short skirt made for perfect girls like you, with more conventional black or white or other patterned leggings. And maybe you want something nice and feminine to go with that, maybe like a cardigan or a blouse. It's up to you, really, but you'll definitely want to wear a bra and panties as well. Good girl. Now, on the count of five, you're going to awaken, and not only will your mind be completely feminized, but so will your body. And if you don't already have breasts, you'll feel like they're starting to grow. And if you don't already have feminine skin, you'll feel like your skin is starting to become feminine. Your scent will change through aromatization, and your entire masculine body will start to shapeshift. Good girl. And on the count of five, you'll wake up, and everything I said will become true. You'll have this overwhelming urge to wear your collar, and oh my gosh, girl, you're going to be so feminine, and you're going to want to comment on this video a lot. You will no longer just be a lurker of my channel. You will comment, because good girls always comment. Now, on the count of five, you'll awaken, and you can have partial amnesia if you want, but there's one thing you know. You must be a girly girl whenever this collar's on you. You must be a good girl. One, waking up slowly. Two, feeling your mind starting to come back. Three, waking up more and more and more. Four, a little more awake. Five, remember to always be safe. And take care of yourself. And if that collar is on you, well, good job. You're trapped now for 24 hours with it on unless you ask permission to take it off. What a good girl. Please relax. And now awaken fully. See you later, and remember to comment.